Jabbercast with Big J DeLippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big J DeLippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello, finally, and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How's it going this morning, Big JD?
Not too bad. A lot going on here in the studio this morning.
Yeah.
Trying to figure things out, get things rolling. I never had to connect before without kicking somebody. So I'm showing the server down, and I'm like, what's going on, man? Like, the server's down. I can't get on. What am I supposed to do?
Did you take anger?
Lessons?
No, anger management classes.
I'm not angry.
You're not
I'm
angry.
I'm violent.
I was going to say, you want to kick somebody.
Oh, well, no.
Actually, DJ Amy says that's going to cost you 1 week of your vacation.
Whoa. Where am I going to go in a week?
No, but you don't get a week of vacation.
Well, I know. I get one because I wanted two.
Oh, okay. Where are you going?
So, sorry to get DJ Amy out of bed so early this morning. Heaven forbid she listened to the Jabbercast sometime.
She goes, I know he just wanted me to tune in.
Yeah.
Wake up, I'm on
Yeah,
the
we
air.
Had no problem. Thanks for stopping in, listening to the Jabbercast this morning. We had no problem. We were just waiting on you. And anybody else that's out there.
Yeah, I called all my friends.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And let them know the change? I changed everything on the sites and everything. And of course, I feel really bad about this. And I was up all night crying with a box of Kleenex.
It's because you're a sensitive man.
We're all fired from A Touch of Class Radio.
Fired. What am I going to do? My family's going to starve.
But I thank them for our little stint there. It was cool for us. It was our first time doing the live thing, really. So that was cool. I appreciated it. But it was Amy that got us into it. So we have to follow Amy around.
You're loyal to her.
That's right.
That's
where I think our loyalty lies, really.
Okay. Well,
she's the one offering the vacation.
That she just,
all expenses paid to somewhere warm all year.
That'd be nice.
So yeah, everything's pretty much set up, and just so everybody knows, we're at WKBR.ca.
Oh no, we're not in anywhere. I think of WKBR.
In beautiful Las Vegas.
No, I'm thinking of WKPR.
How can we get that through? You got a sound going on I'll turn somewhere.
It. Yeah, sorry about that. That's DJ Amy talking to us. I think of WKPR in Cincinnati.
Oh, right, yeah. I always want to say WKRB instead of WKBR.
WKRB,
like
what is it?
WKRP. WKRB instead of BR. Windsor Kicking Back Radio.
BR, Bell River.
Whoa. BS.
No, what is it? It's, what is WKBR again?
The radio station.
Yeah, no, but it stands
Windsor's Kicking Back Radio. That's it.
Windsor's Kicking Back. So right now people should be kicking.
Just kicking back kicking and enjoying back. The tunes that we're not playing.
Okay, cool.
On the Jabbercast.
Right. Awesome. So what's going to happen if we go to CJAM?
That's where the Jabbercast has to move, and we can't broadcast anymore anyplace else.
So we're just going to...
So you'll have to be the Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show co-host.
No, so we're not going to stream even a recorded version of the show on WKBR?
No.
Oh. Could we?
Not necessarily.
Okay, you're keeping
it. Well, the thing is that they didn't want us streaming anyplace else for one thing, the radio station. You know, we do have the podcast available on the site, but that's got to be dealt with at the time.
Gotcha. I understand.
So,
all right.
We'll have to make up a whole new show to do on here. As if we're not busy enough already.
You're not busy enough, I know.
No. I've probably got like 30 seconds in my day I could fill up with something.
I'm sure.
The 30-second Big JD show.
So Lana's home.
She's home, yeah.
You're a married man again.
That's right.
Had a little...
Yeah, like 2.5 months or something. She'd be gone, yeah.
Yeah. How was the bachelor life anyway? Are you glad you're married?
Another box of Kleenex. I had to cook for myself. I had to do my own laundry. I had to do a... I'm too old for that anymore.
So you're glad you're married?
Well, yeah.
Okay. And you're...
No, I do a lot of that anyways.
Yeah.
I pull my weight.
Oh, good.
Which is more and more all the time anyway. Till I get the shoulder mobile and get back in the game.
right? So she's doing good, though.
Yeah, she's doing pretty good. Yep. Yeah, she's doing good. Glad to be home. It's kind of like a relaxing thing. And she took an extra couple days off work. And she's got to roll back into things herself. Like, and the Jeff and Lana show next Saturday. She'll be on.
She's going to do it?
Yeah.
Good.
Next week.
Awesome. Okay, what are we talking about this?
I don't know.
Fine Sunday
morning. Everything under the sun so far.
Yes, and it is a sunny day here in Jabbercast East Studios.
Jabbercast Studios and broadcasting on WKBR.ca.
Is that right? .ca?
And I guess it's congratulations to Amy's in order. DJ Amy. She's the running the whole show here.
Awesome.
So, just wanted to get that out, I guess. Today, this is the man show.
That's what it is. The man show.
I guess I'll be doing all the talking.
That's right.
So, but yeah, that's what it's about. And if we had the site up, we could actually...
I do.
Oh, okay. What does the man show entail is what I'm getting at.
Men and openness, messenger bags. Is you mean fanny bags, is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily, but the ones like you could carry a laptop, oh, like the ones with the little flap and, you know. Sure.
Friendships, crying, pain, burping, farting, sports, testosterone. It's the man show. What about metrosexualness?
Ooh, yeah. Metro's cool.
Metro's cool.
What's wrong with a guy taking care of himself?
Nothing.
Look at these painted toenails.
Nice. I know when we mentioned metrosexual to Lana, she's from Europe, mm-hmm. and she says...
That's where it's...
The majority of men
they take care of themselves there, yeah. like not like here, where people are more bummy.
So why do you think that is? Why are men so different in that regard here?
I really don't know why, but...
It makes us seem uncultured and that they're more refined kind of thing.
Maybe in some respects, as far as, you know, taking care of yourself, like, they're more, you know, they would be in dress shoes. They would be, maybe a nicer shirt, whereas here we'd be, a lot of people would be walking around in sweats and track pants and things exactly. like that.
Yeah.
But I think that sort of stems from our different lifestyle, the fast-paced Western, you know, just throw this on and go, like, doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas there, it's more... You know, everybody seems maybe like to be a little more respectful or, you know, of maybe each other or the way that they dress or present themselves. And here it's like nobody really cares. They do, I guess. But yeah, I mean,
to a point,
you know, when you're just bumming around, you'll wear bumming around stuff. And I don't think they do that so much over there. If they're bumming around, they still want to look good and want to look nice.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think it's for anybody else. It's just for themselves.
Sure.
And, you know, I guess that's a good thing, but it's nice sometimes to be more comfortable, but I guess maybe that's what they find comfortable too. I know that's especially if that's just what you do, you know?
Yeah.
But you throw a pair of sweats on them and some old running shoes and but they'd never take them off.
You're probably right. Yeah. No.
They'd be like, wow, why wasn't I wearing this my whole life? This is great. I want to move to Canada.
So does everybody else.
I'll go to the library.
We were talking about public washrooms there. A few shows ago,
right?
Like the first one or something.
Yeah,
and it's the women who are have the crappy,
messy.
Yeah, they're messy and they don't give a
throw Kleenex and stuff all over the place and don't care.
That's right. So
guys have to go in the women's washroom and clean it all up, pick everything up. Hey,
I don't know if that happens.
That's got to be the unisex washroom, though. I don't know. The unisex. I don't see too many women's one unless somebody's in the men's and I got to go real bad.
I saw a guy last night in the bar. He almost accidentally went into the women's can.
I've gone into a lot, like a Tim Hortons or something like that. The guy's washroom's tied up, and the women's, there's nobody in it. And I'm like, I'm in there.
Sure, they got locks on.
I pee all over the seat and then leave it up.
Well, then they don't know. Oh, then when they go to put it down, they go,
ooh. Well, sure. They have to put it down, and it's all wet.
Check out.
No, I don't do that.
Check out the surprise.
That would be a man thing, though.
Sure. It's
comes from a man thing.
Right. There was a study done in London, one of the universities there, about men being rude, which that would be definitely a rude thing. It says rude, aggressive men can't help it. They are born that way, according to the scientists at the Child Health Institute in London. They say it's the X chromosome.
Mm.
Are you familiar with the chromosome
Sure.
thing? Yeah. And they get it from their mother. The X chromosome they inherit from their mother makes them the way they are, as far as rudeness goes.
We don't know anything about time, do we?
Do we know anything about time? This is the man show. It's not the time show. We should do a show on time, though.
That would be cool. Hey, look at them adding all these things in here. That's pretty good.
Relativity and all that stuff. What do you mean time?
I don't know. I just wondered how long we were going here for, so I know when to break and stuff.
We started at 11:10.
Okay. So basically, it's sort of time for a break right now.
Oh, we're taking breaks still, too?
Well, yeah. These two have to be put up elsewhere.
But we're not sticking in a Touch of Class Radio.
No, I got something else going on. In fact, I'll let you handle the first one here.
Okay, thanks.
I'm going to give you the cue, and you do the WKBR thing over top of the little bit of music that I'm going to play through here now.
If I can only hear the music, that would
be good. Can't hear it, but you just do what you think is good, and then I'll tell you when to stop.
What is good? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you listen to the Jabbercast on blah, 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 blah. Okay. WKBR.ca.
This is how we work right here. Off
and then cup. Actually, this is going to be recorded, so we can use it again later once you, now that you've done it.
I don't think so.
Well, we'll see what he's got right on the fly here.
You're listening to Lippo and Big JD on the Jabbercast. Now broadcasting and streaming live Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock on WKBR Radio.
Nice, and we're back. I'll fix all that up later. This is the first time, new thing. No IDs, no nothing. We didn't have time to do anything. Got fired so fast and hired so fast.
Fired.
But it's you're like, fired.
It's like, funny, I don't feel tardy. Funny, I don't feel fired.
Yeah. I'm all broke up about it.
I still had to wake up.
Listeners, keep an ear out for DJ Amy's interview on You Talking to Me. That's youtalkingtome.ca. You, the letter U. Talking, the number two, me.ca. She's going to have an interview on there some weekend in September.
Really?
And that's going to be on, you go to the website for that and check out the show time and where to catch that particular stream of the show. But so that's going to be neat. We'll find out a little bit about DJ Amy and the internet radio thing. And
I want to know about
how
that.
It all works. And
yeah. Did she tell you that?
She tell me what?
Is she going to tell you the whole...
Well, she better give me something. It's a 40-minute show.
Cool.
Anyway, but that'll be cool.
I'm interested to hear that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be.
Cool. So back to men and their rudeness and their X chromosomes.
Yeah, I think that... I would think that men are more rude to other men. The testosterone thing. The T chromosome.
Yeah, that's from your perspective. There's a lot of rude men to women.
Yeah, I suppose there is because, well, women are more inferior and, you know, they need to be treated that way sometimes and, you know, slapped around and... I'm just kidding.
I would say
any Yahoo messages there?
You're looking for something, that's
but
for sure.
I got to say that men can be rude to other men for sure. But yeah, to women too, I guess.
Right. The whole men rudeness to men, that, you know...
Women are rude to men. They diss guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like we played at a bar last night and there's tons of rudeness going on.
Oh yeah.
As far as women and men. And men to women too. The whole pickup thing, that is just wacky. There's like chicks dancing. Guys just come right up and grind their crotch right up on some chick's ass.
Oh really?
Ass,
yeah. They don't know her or anything?
They know her, no. And you can see the look on the girl's face if she likes it or not, you know.
Oh, sweet. Things have changed since I was out in the market.
Me too. Like, as if I would do that. Come
there
on.
Wasn't even no grinding and all that kind of stuff back then, I don't think.
No.
That kind of dancing.
Well, that's the thing. The chicks are grinding each other, and they're digging it.
Sweet.
Guys are watching it, and then they say, I want a piece of that action.
Yeah.
And they walk up, and they start grinding as if it's the same thing. What was that big? Did you hear a big boom?
Yeah. That wasn't your boom?
No, they must be testing dynamite in the quarry over here.
Yeah. Out back of this... studio.
Yeah, so and we had a special guest last night. We had Mr. Chill and the Witnesses showed up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they get up and jam? Or?
Yeah.
Well, sweet. With you guys, like everybody?
No, we just let them have the stage.
The old Wicked Angel guys chop liver now?
Well, show up to a gig, would you?
I don't know anything. I can't do that stuff.
They just did some blue standards, really.
Yeah, I don't know any standards.
Big JD's probably got, I don't know.
I can stay on one note like crazy.
He's probably, at least 1,000 songs of
a lot, yeah. And he's could do Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal shows with my own stuff for the next 20 years.
There you go.
20 Easy. Years. Maybe I'll do that. My life from start to end.
This is your life.
Yeah. You know what that is? Oh, You Bet Your Life, I'm thinking. Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx is You Bet Your Life, yes. But then there was on the other show, This Is Your Life.
Yeah, what is, I can't recall.
Some guy came and then you get people from your past. Your nanny comes in and your first boss comes in and your mother comes in.
That was an older fall. Thing too, though, right? Yeah. Well, is that box of Kleenex again?
Box of Kleenex. Men crying. What's up with men crying?
Men crying. Men do cry.
Is it more acceptable
here? I don't know that there's any men that don't cry. Even in maybe in private. They don't want people to know sometimes.
Sure, crying's a natural emotion. Why would you turn that one off?
Big, bald, mean, goateed, muscle-bound, tattooed freak of a man.
Arrgh.
There's one crying right now someplace.
Sure. Yeah.
And I feel sort of bad for him.
Nah, don't feel bad for him.
Okay.
It's a natural emotion.
That's right, it is.
It'd be like turning off laughing. I'm not going to laugh in public. I'm just
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, it would be stupid. Why would you even consider not laughing?
Is beautiful. You know there's churches of laughter?
The Church of Laughter.
I swear I'd love to
come
go to
down
one of those.
To the altar and have a giggle with us.
Yeah. You look it up online sometime and you see tons of people at a church just laughing their heads off. It's beautiful. I love laughing. That's like really cool. That's the next best thing to taking a crap.
Or
and that's a man thing, I think.
What? Enjoying a crap?
Honey, come in here. Look at this thing. Listen to this. A buddy of mine, maybe he's listening to the show this morning. He sends me a before and after picture, and they're JPEGs, and they're called Before and After. And he had recently just sent me that Hearing Aid. Remember the Hearing Aid video? All the big heavy metal stars got together and did the thing for Africa or something.
Yep.
Dio running the show. Anyway, he sent me that, and he sends me this thing like a couple days later. Says, this is almost as good as the Hearing Aid thing. And he's got a before picture I look at, and it's a big tube crap in the that a dumpy had just taken. Didn't know it yet if it was whether it was his or something he found on the internet. The after picture was the water was all messy, the plunger's stuck in the toilet and everything. It was his, yeah. And I'm like, man, you're the king.
It's
that was
almost
beautiful.
As good as Hearing Aid.
Yeah. I'm like, that's better, buddy. I'd frame those and put them on my living room wall if I didn't get in trouble for it.
I did.
It was nice.
Put it on the wall.
See, that's a guy thing.
You wouldn't put your pictures of shit on the wall, would you?
Well, that's not the good question to ask me.
Why?
Why not?
Why put pictures of shit on the wall?
Well, yeah.
Because it's your waste product.
Well, yeah, but they're special.
What's special about your waste?
Well, they're big and crazy.
So, would you be digging?
I can plug a toilet with the best of them.
Like, you go down the road here, you go to the cow farm, and you see some of the patties they put out?
Yeah, I've taken some good pictures of that. You know what I did once? I go out with a couple of guys usually about every month, and we take pictures. We go different places and everything.
Big JD's Photography Club.
Yeah, you can go to, you can go to photogalleria.netfirms.com. Mm-hmm. And the three of us actually have photos up there. Anyways, I took a picture of, I think it was like dog crap or something. And then on Photoshop, I arranged it to spell the guy's name, sent it to him. He had known I'd taken the picture
right
when we were out like somewhere in Kingsville or something like that. And then I sent it to him. It was his name.
So you
he dug it.
You found some dog crap and you took a picture of it.
Yes. I'm so ashamed to admit it.
Amy says women aren't rude. They are bitches.
They are. All of them are. Well, except our boss lady.
She's not a bitch. She's nice.
She lets us broadcast here.
Sure. There was a girl last night. She says, I'm a crazy bitch.
Oh, sweet.
And she had a set. No, I'm just kidding. She did, though. But she wanted to be called bitch.
Yeah, some of them like that. Be slapped and their hair pulled, called bitch.
I think they just want to have
Philly bitch.
Not an inferiority complex, but a superiority complex.
Yeah.
I'm a bitch.
Outferior.
Outferior?
Inferior, outferior.
Oh, I see. Yeah, sure. That makes sense. Sort of. I don't think that's a real word, though.
It is now. Yeah, what about the messenger bag thing? That's there's the fanny pack, or is it a belly bag? You know, they call it different things. What's going on? Time?
Oh, time
is... We got commercial?
No, 1 minute.
Okay.
Minute.
There's the fanny pack, belly bag thing. It's sort of a guy thing. A lot of guys wear them. I don't think it's really fruity. Now it looks kind of goofy these days, but I wouldn't say fruity. But then there's the messenger bag that's...
Unfashionable, I think you mean.
Like, yeah, exactly. It was a thing sort of at one time where a lot of people had them. They are handy, I got to admit. But then the messenger bag, it hangs over your shoulder. It's got the flap on it.
Purse.
Man purse. Exactly. I need something. I'll tell you that. Yeah. I have to have something all the time.
I could see you with two, actually, like crisscrossing.
Oh, yeah. And the belly bag.
And then if you're really buff, I like it when the strap goes underneath this pecking under.
Oh, yeah, and pulls them up.
Yeah, I love that.
Or if you're not buff and you just have some swinging udders, then. swinging udders. But I have to have something to carry stuff in. And I laugh all the time and call my backpack a purse. But it's got, I need everything with me all the time. I have all kinds of keys and I got the storage place and I had the house that I just sold was a rental property. So I had keys like crazy for the units and all. I always had to have the stuff with me. You know, you get a call, say, oh, something's wrong here, blah, blah, blah. You got to bring everything. You had to have somewhere to keep everything.
Sure. Yeah.
And I don't hang keys on my side no more, but we'll come back and talk about that and many other things right after this fine message right here.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast right here on WKBR.ca. And as well, you can listen to Big JD's Rear Rock and Heavy Metal Show right here on WKBR Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. sharp.
Nice, clean, quick break right there. Awesome. No fades.
Sharp. I like the sharp thing. Are we ever sharp here on the Jabbercast?
We look pretty sharp right now.
Not as sharp as some European men, though.
Well, this is 11 o'clock every Sunday morning. How sharp can you be on Sunday morning?
Well,
of course, I've been up since 5.
We're 11:05. You've been up since 5?
No, I got so up at
went
like
to bed at
8
5.
O'clock or something. Yeah.
That would be wild. He's getting up. I'm going to bed. But you're talking about always needing some place to put something. Were you like a Boy Scout or something? You always felt like you had to be prepared.
You know what? I wasn't a Boy Scout. I don't know where it stems from really early, but the band thing, man.
You just wanted to make sure you're
I'm
prepared for any situation.
I think I was into that fairly early and always needed somewhere to put stuff. You know what I mean? Especially during the band time and traveling and everything. I've never gotten out of that habit of having to be mobile all the time and having everything with me or having everything packed and ready to go. You know what I mean?
Right.
Somehow. Even stuff at home, it's ready to go, but doesn't go anywhere most of the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird.
But being in a band, there's so many things thrown at you and you want to be prepared for every situation, either set up.
Yeah, to have stuff and yeah.
You want to always have that thing. You never want to be stuck without it.
Yeah, that's part of it. And the other part is the fact of actually traveling and playing. I mean, you have to have all that, you know what I mean? It's not like you can just run home. You know, you have everything with you or you have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like you're going
to... Everything's packed in boxes and bags and carry cases and, you know. Plus, I'm an organization freak and I like, you know what I mean? Organize things and put them in things and put them where they need to be. It's like, I don't know, man.
Everything in its place.
Yeah.
So you have no problem wearing bags and...
No, bringing my backpack everywhere. And what do I got with me today? I got this bag. I got this backpack. I got a cooler in the car because I had food.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And a thermos with some coffee in it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you there's something else.
So before you leave...
Travel-wise in there.
Before you leave your place, you must... There's some big, long list go through your head. I got the... Okay, I got the... And I got the... Oh, wait.
Not necessarily. It's all pretty much ready to go all the time, really.
So you do...
Or like, you know, the Jabbercast is every Sunday. This has got to go in the bag. Boom. Okay. You know, I need the mic and I need the headphones and I need, you know, to come to the studio east.
Right. Even though you did forget your mic a couple weeks ago.
I did forget my mic, yeah.
It's wacky how that can happen.
Yeah.
A lot of things on your mind.
I know how that happened. Left without the mic.
Kind of important.
Good thing Mike was here.
Couple mics here. Yes, sir. But there's some men who will not carry anything. They just...
Yeah, they got nothing.
They got their wallet.
I sometimes envy them. They got like two keys. They got a house key and a car key on a ring. And that's it.
I don't have much more myself. I have two car keys and a house key.
I got a lot of stuff, man. I got cables of all kinds in my backpack. One to plug in my phone in the car if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Charge it up. I got the cable I can plug my iPod into your PC right now.
PC. Nice
or
one.
Your computer.
Okay.
Personal computer.
And what about her boss? Does she run PCs or she
PC?
Yeah. Huh, okay.
Just curious. Stone ages.
Well, I don't know. No. Maybe it's just the software she has to run that needs that.
Well, yeah, actually, it's, I think the Winamp and Sam Broadcaster and all that stuff is PC stuff. But okay. And it seems pretty cool, but I had a little bit of issue with it with my PC that I was using.
But she could run it on a Mac.
Well, we do.
No, I'm saying she could run her Windows programs on her Macintosh.
Well, now, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially now.
That's what I'm saying.
The XP would run native on there. There's some other emotions, men and emotions. We talked about crying.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different emotions that men don't show.
Don't show, that's what
affection,
it is.
Things like that.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I agree, 100%.
Towards a girlfriend or wife or family. You know, in physio, everybody was talking about hugging.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the guys said, no, I'd, you know, never hug my mother. Or I don't hug, you know, I don't, you know, I hug everybody. I used to hug my dad all the time.
Sure. I hug my dad.
And do you think that made me less of a man? Didn't change anything. But I don't know. I don't find it unmanly. I mean, if me and you hugged right now, that might be a little fruity. Let's try it. But yeah. And the funny thing was, though, that I, you know, they're talking about, you know, hugging and everything. I said the last person I hugged was like one night ago, my personal trainer. But it was like, I just, you know, met this guy because, you know, I'm just starting to, my shoulder thing, right? The rehabilitation thing. And
your personal trainer, you mean?
But it wasn't, it was one of those hand things and the, you know, the guy, not necessarily a hug, but, you know, you shake the hand and you pull you each other in
kind of thing. Other,
what do you call that? I don't know. It's almost like a hug, but,
it's like
you know, one arm around, too, as they do. But,
yeah.
But that's the last guy I hugged was that guy that I didn't know.
The arm embrace.
Kind of felt nice, too. If you're listening, I really enjoyed that.
What is your personal trainer's name?
Reno. Reno Perlin.
Wow.
And you might find him on the You Talking to Me show soon, too. He's like a massage therapist, a registered nutritionist. He's a personal fitness trainer. And
I need that guy.
He's supposed to be really good.
And how'd you hook
I haven't up started with him yet, but I know somebody else that goes to him. And she's had really good results with him.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I'm trying him out. But he seems like a nice guy, and you know.
Does he help out cool people who have been, who've had
rehabilitation stuff and that. Yeah, he's got a bit of an edge too, because being a massage therapist and, you know, registered nutritionist, not just a guy that does personal training, you know, he's knows some other things. So
have you had any massage therapy on you? Yeah.
I've just started and I've gone a couple times now and had massage, and but it's not necessarily my shoulder. I don't really have my shoulder touched.
Sure.
It's the shoulder blade and the neck that, you know, all the bothersome places, my, there's not a heck of a lot you can do to the shoulder.
No. There's
itself.
Are you familiar with fascia?
Yeah. I have one on the front of my Jeep.
Yeah.
The fascia.
There's one on the front of my house, too.
Yeah.
No,
I am familiar with that, and that's something kind of specific. That's the outside tissue of the muscles.
Right.
And it's got something to do if the what is it? If the muscle, I can't remember if it's the muscles are damaged or aren't damaged. I think it's got something to do, you know, it's more a specific kind of thing. And my massage therapist does that a little bit, you know, before she starts everything. But I think that's more specialized towards some particular thing with the muscles. And it's not something that I particularly really need or could benefit from. I don't think so.
Okay, if it's got to be the damaged thing, whereas the muscles around your shoulder just aren't working the same way as they did when it was...
Yeah, no, they're all just so tight from the whole thing, and from the exercise I do for my shoulder, it, you know, really upsets all the muscles around, tightens them up, and...
So Reno's a woman?
No.
Okay.
Reno's a man.
Okay.
Oh, you change your mind now? No.
No.
Reno. R-E-N-O. Okay. Reno.
I thought when you said when she massaged...
Oh, that's my massage therapist. It's somebody different.
Oh, okay.
I don't go to him for that.
But your personal trainer is a massage therapist as well?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he works at a couple different places, I think, too.
I've gone to many massages, and I've only gone to
one. Massage or rub and tug?
No.
Okay.
It's the actual therapist registered.
Why are you going doing this?
RMT.
registered massage therapist, yeah.
And I had a man once, and I just was tense the whole time. I don't know what it is.
Hard or tense?
Both.
I've never had a massage from a man before, but I'm willing to try anything once.
I just don't dig it. I don't know what it
is. Does that make you fruity? No, it wouldn't. Would it?
Fruity. Now, well, here we go. We're talking about men, and then you say fruity.
I always say it in jest.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me whatsoever about, you know, heterosexual or homosexual, or I'm not homophobic in any way, and men on men and men marrying men and women marrying, you know, doesn't bother me whatsoever.
As well it shouldn't.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all.
All right. That's not your thing?
No, not anymore. No, it's not my thing, but I mean, I don't care.
Right.
A guy has sex with animals doesn't even matter to me.
Right.
As long as it's not my dog.
That's right. Why should it matter? I mean, what if you didn't have sex at all? Should that care? Should you care about that? No.
No. Nope. Celibacy.
Right. So you just thrown out a word like fruity.
Or virginitis.
Virginitis.
Yeah. Or being a virgin, never having it at all is a... That's actually probably a lucky man. Was there, you were just going to bring something up, I think, too, weren't you?
I was going to bring something up.
A commercial?
Oh, yeah, we're due, for sure.
Yeah, we're due. Okay. You want to do another one, or...
Same thing.
Or do you want to both do slide something into this one? Yeah, let's do that here. We'll just do it on the fly here and see what we can do. Hey, I'm Big JD.
And I'm Lippo, and you're listening to The Jabbercast.
With Big JD.
And Lippo. On Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock.
KBR.ca. You can click on the listen link there. If you can't get on for any reason, go to the help page.
Sure. Or just call Amy.
There you go. What else was there about men? There must have been some other things we haven't touched on yet.
Openness.
What about... Okay.
Well, go ahead. No,
no, I just said other things we haven't touched on yet, and I'm thinking touching. Men don't really touch too much, do they? Like women do. Don't you feel comfortable around somebody that, you know, usually it's a woman that will, that they'll talk to you and, you know, kind of grab your arm or something or your forearm and, you know, you feel... You know, comfortable right away.
Right.
Somebody that touches her. You know, even as sometimes a guy come over, put his hand on your shoulder. Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Sure.
You know, how you been? Or what about the double-handed handshake grab thing?
I get a boner every time someone does that.
Explain the boner thing.
No. What is it with that? I don't know. It just feels like it envelops you. It's like, you know, the arm hug?
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit of you know, it kind of shows, though, that the other guy's not afraid of, you know. And to me, that's sort of a manly thing.
Sure.
Even though you would think it, maybe that's not a manly thing, it seems like it's a manly thing, like, you know.
Right. It's like, if I knew you better, I would hug you, but instead, I'm just going to...
Yeah, yeah.
Because you
seem... Not afraid to get close, not afraid to, you know, to know you or touch somebody or whatever.
Getting to know you. Oh, my throat.
What is that? What's the matter with your throat?
Ooh.
Singing? Screaming?
Yes.
Smoke?
Not so much a smoke.
Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
Yes, I
think
did.
I think we talked about that before on the Quit Smoking show. But we'll recap that in a few months.
Show 100.
Show 100. It's going to be something special. Actually, that isn't... What is it coming out? 50?
No.
Were we going to do something special on 50 or were we doing... I asked you that. If you wanted to do something special at show 50 or just... I was asking you that.
Yeah. We could do anything we want as long as we run it by Amy first.
I emailed you about your website if you wanted it in the thing, and I actually took it out before it went live just in case because I didn't really know if, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's cool?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Okay, good, yeah. No, I didn't know just because I didn't know if it's, you know, public, personal, what?
Well, yeah, it's up there. It's public.
Yeah, okay.
Someone
that's
could,
cool. Lippo.ca.
Lippo.ca.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people punching that in every minute.
Constantly. You must be getting a lot of hits. You should be getting paid for those, like a buck a hit thing.
I should put Google AdSense on there.
There you go.
You can do that right in iWeb.
Yes, I know. It's a Mac thing. Well, Google probably has something up for anybody to do that.
Oh, yeah,
just sure. To do it, but it's built into the...
It's built into .Mac.
Software, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Lippo.ca, it's got your band thing there and everything, and
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, links to the band.
Because I'll put that back in and only take a second, but I just want to make sure, because you never know, and I'd rather... Not have overstepped that with you if you didn't want it.
Oh, sure. Thanks for asking. You're kicking stuff around.
Yeah. I wish more of the DJs had their own website or something, you know? That'd be cool stuff. And archive their shows and, you know, so people go back and listen. Well, then again, it's radio, so I guess it's...
What?
Doesn't matter as much.
Oh, I suppose. It? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like something specialized. You know what I mean? Like your Border City Radio podcast is kind of specialized because it's music from around a certain area.
Right.
And whether you're in that area or not... People will like to, you know, what's going on here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And mine is kind of different, so I podcast it, I guess. Yeah. But I mean, if you just play whatever, you know, kind of thing, it's kind of normal, I guess. More mainstream?
More mainstream, you know? More radio-like, I guess.
Yeah. But then there's talk shows, and it'd be neat to have more talk radio show hosts on WKBR. That'd be kind of neat. I like that.
I'm sure there will be, isn't there?
And then everybody will forget about Big JD and Lippo.
No.
Big JD and who?
Who? No. But there's no other talk on WKBR?
Not right now.
Oh, really?
No, I think it's all music related programs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Everybody plays tunes.
So we're the like the shining star of the...
Yeah, right now.
We're the Drew and Mike of WKBR.
Yeah. Did Drew and Mike make a lot of money?
I think Drew and Mike do, yeah. I think they do pretty good. Yeah. You just got to get some cred and we'll work your way up.
And you know, I just heard that on AM 800, mm-hmm. there are commercials now about so-and-so's got a new morning show on Sunday mornings. And I'm like,
okay,
it's the Arms guy. You know who I mean? Arms Boomalang yeah. or whatever, whoever
yep.
he is.
Yep.
I'm like,
Armin.
See, what if we'd have known somebody wanted a morning show, you don't think that our morning show could be as cool or way cooler than Arms Boomalang show or whatever it is? I'm not saying the guy's not, you know, he seems pretty good on the radio, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, the Jabbercast, man, in the morning, Sunday mornings, like for a few hours, 4 hours?
4 hours.
Bringing some big bucks. Well, not for free. I couldn't do that more than an hour for free.
No.
I mean, it's fun, but you know what I'm saying. But you get on a regular radio show and you get paid or whatever, but have a morning show like the Drew and Mike style thing. You don't think we'd have a blast? Oh, people be digging that, man.
Yeah.
And I think I should give a diss to AM 800.
Go ahead.
That's what I think.
But then we're already committed to the FM thing.
Well, I know, but you go where the money is.
You go where the money, that's not CJM, that's for sure.
Well, no, that's a volunteer thing, really, yeah. but I mean.
You think they'd go for that? I don't know. Do they have anything like that?
But they do now. Arms? They got that guy in the morning, Sunday morning.
But it's him. Who's he talking to?
He's not doing anything. He's maybe, he might be doing some interview stuff and talking to whatever, but I mean.
Because they have experts on call, which is something like you talking to me, really. Except you're on the phone with somebody who's got whatever, pool guy or gardening guy.
Yeah,
or...
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what his show is, but I think it's something like that, or maybe he's out in the streets, or who knows what.
He is on the streets during the week.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what he's going to be doing Sunday morning, but he's got his new Sunday morning show. That's basically all I really know, and it's just him, you know what I mean? But
I think they do that all the time. They bring a guy up and...
Yeah, he gets a show now of some kind or exactly. whatever, yeah. But I think he's on, I think he does other stuff too. Like on, 88.7. I think he's on there doing something.
Oh, really? Because
that's all related to AM 800 and 560 building. And whatever. It'd be neat to have a show. And I think the two-guy show is pretty cool, or the bunch, the group, you know what I mean? Yeah. Kind of thing, like.
Mm-hmm. Send him a demo.
Yeah, why not?
It's a chum.
Oh, now Amy's going to fire us. Well, these guys trying to get on real radio.
Yeah.
You're fired.
One day already, they don't like me anymore.
Yeah. We're getting fired from everywhere now.
We're just alienating everybody. But let's burn some more bridges.
Amy-inating.
Amy-inating.
No, this is cool. This is good.
Oh, I like
it. It's all good.
I like the
you like the site?
I like the localness of it, that Amy's somebody from around these parts.
Yeah, Windsor's kicking back radio.
You guys are buffering. Whatever that... Oh, I see.
That's not us. That's your PC. That's Windows.
Windows is buffering.
No, we're actually doing that by choice. We have a button that says, do you want to buffer now? Yes. Click yes. Let's buffer. Do you want to overdrive?
I don't think so.
I don't know why we'd be buffering or anything. I mean, I don't even have anything showing on my internet thing. So figure that out. How am I buffering?
What do you mean you don't have no things showing?
Well, I got like one line.
Come on. That's PC. That's your power list book.
Power list book? Less? Oh, power list.
Power list book.
I'm thinking power list. Lisp.
I got four. I'm full blown.
Are we just about due for...
We're due, yeah.
I want to know when our last 10 minutes is. That's what I want to know. It's not the 10 minutes, but our last 10 minutes. When we've got 10 minutes left, that's what I need to know.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Yeah, that's when we're going
to start. Let's go to a break right now, though.
Oh, we've got to do a break?
Mm.
Okay. I can go to a break. You want me to handle it while you do something?
Yes, please.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo. Hump.ca. Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. You're listening to WKBR.ca. Well, now you know where to find Big JD and Lippo. Saturday and Sunday mornings, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at WKBR.ca. And Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., Big JD and Lippo with the Jabbercast. 11 a.m. Sundays right here on WKBR.ca. Okay, that's all I can do right now.
That's awesome. You're doing a great job. Woo!
We might have to use those for a little while until we make something else up.
Yeah, let's definitely.
It's all a spur of the moment thing. Let's do the Jabber quote.
Sure, let's do it. Not that I have something ready, but I got tons of stuff I could give you.
Might have to stick another one of those in there without you over top of it.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. You couldn't hear it, so.
Do you want something profound or something silly for a man quote?
Something silly would be good, I think, for the Jabbercast. And this Jabber quote, by the way, brought to us by...
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of used toilet paper. At the corner of Strabane and Wabash and Burbank or Yellow.
As I almost spit some green tea all over. Is that green tea?
Green tea, yeah.
It's cold now. I can't tell.
This one is from Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Ooh, Zsa Zsa. And she's got a sister, right? What's the sister's name?
Ava?
Ava Gabor.
And, well, Zsa Zsa had a few men in her life.
It was Zsa Zsa the one that was in the Green Acres?
No, that was Ava, wasn't it?
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, Zsa Zsa was, she played a couple movies. And
what a name, eh? Zsa Zsa. Oh, Zsa Zsa.
It reminds me of the Star Wars character.
Chewbacca.
Jar Jar.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Jar Jar Binks.
No.
Well,
is that a person's real name?
Well, it's not a person.
Oh, no, I don't know that.
He's the dude with the long...
I don't remember Star Wars.
Well, this is the new Star Wars.
New Star Wars?
Yeah.
New Star Wars.
Well, you know what I mean. It was the one made...
Oh, the episode years. Zero, it was called or something. Episode one, last one. The last one was called episode one. No, but I don't remember.
Okay. Zsa Zsa says, I'm a marvelous housekeeper. Every time I leave a man, I keep his house.
Ooh.
Speaking that's of pretty bitch. Good,
man. Yeah.
But then there's more profound. What would men be without women? Scarce, sir. Mighty scarce. That's Mark Twain saying that. Where would men be without women? Scarce. They wouldn't be.
You don't even have to say anymore. Okay. Where would men be without women? You wouldn't have to say any more than that. Where would we be?
That's right. Well, we talked about the superiority of women to men and how we thought that.
Wait a minute. I think you're backwards. What?
When I forget what we were talking about, but.
Superiority of men over women?
No, we talked about women over men.
I mean, men over women. That's what you said. But what were we talking about then?
I forget what it was.
Women over men.
How women probably ruled the world at one time or had control over, you know, they're all queens or whatever, deities or everybody. And then men didn't want to put up with that anymore. And so might overruled over the smart chicks. Hmm. I think we're talking about intelligence or something. I forget what it was, but.
Well, I think women still probably rule the world somehow. Even if it's a guy in the high place, like the president or something like that.
Right.
But his wife's, you know, she's yapping in his ear. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. You can't do this. You got to do it this way.
You think?
And that's where he makes half his decisions, I'll bet you. Otherwise, he's going to get in trouble. No, I don't know. I think that's got... I'm sure. Well, they say behind every...
Good man is a woman.
Behind every good man is a woman? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think so. It could be
more so. It's true in a lot of cases. I think they can sometimes make better decisions for us than we do for ourselves a lot of times.
Here's a good one. Erica Jong. Young. Erica Young.
Chinese? No, I don't know who it is.
I don't think so. You see a lot of smart guys with dumb women, but you hardly ever see a smart woman with a dumb guy.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Guys will put up with bimbos. Bitch over there at Jersey, she was bimbettish as they get.
Oh, yeah.
And there was guys all over.
Yeah.
You know. I couldn't have a conversation with her, but then there's like you know.
Yeah, but if it wasn't a conversation that you wanted with her, you could have that.
You got to say something to her. You got to talk.
Well, not on a Saturday night. That's absolutely true, though.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that until just now. You just see a lot of men marry, they call them trophy wives.
But then again, I think there's probably some fairly intelligent women that have just a dumb jock because they like the big strapper around.
You think?
To use and abuse them.
I don't know.
Big dumb oaf.
I think that's rare.
Yeah, I think it's rarer, though, than a guy with a bimbo that he can just kick around, do what he wants with.
Stephen Stills, he was on Jay Leno this week. He sounded pretty good.
Oh, really?
He's also got a quote here. There are three things men can do with women. Love them, suffer for them, or turn them into literature.
Turn them into literature?
Poof, you're a book.
This is just getting out of hand now.
No, you're a magazine. Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about there. He must have been.
You're
talking.
A nudie magazine. Woohoo!
Yeah, there you go. Oh, maybe that's what he's talking about.
Maybe. No, I don't think so, though. I don't know if he knows what he's talking about. I'm sure he's had his share of drugs back in the day.
Yeah, he looked a little worse for wear, but he sounded great. Okay, so that's the jabber quote.
Yeah, that's the jabber quote. Anything else there to add in with the man thing? Is there anything else, other topics on the thing there that we missed on the that we show on the website? I'm just curious to know if because we did. There was a few good things mentioned on there, and
Friendships, crying, pain.
What about friendships, men and friends? You know, hey, my buddy, yeah, let's watch the game. You know, what about a guy comes to another guy with a problem?
Mm-hmm.
They don't always.
No. Well, it's the man thing. Hold it.
You know, the guy's not a confidant like a woman would be or a girlfriend or wife or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Guys aren't usually like that.
Yeah.
Or the other guy just kind of blow it off, you know, like, who gives a damn about that? Don't worry about it.
Yep.
Let's go have a beer.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
That's right. I think, and that's why men don't open up as much to other men, because men aren't as sensitive, which I think you got sensitivity in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the whole sensitivity thing.
Yeah.
I think.
And what was the other thing there that you said was on there? I don't think we touched that either.
Friendships, crying, pain.
Pain. Men don't usually show pain. And if they do, it's like manly way.
Yeah, right.
Like, I can deal with it, or...
Yeah.
I guess it comes back to that, you know, crying thing and showing emotion, and, you know, they don't necessarily want to do that. And at least not to other men.
No.
You know, show somebody your weakness. That's the thing.
That's
men don't
want to
show weakness.
That's what it boils down to, I think. If I show you I'm weak, then you'll take advantage of it later on.
It's the peacock thing. Guys get around each other and they start to flare up. Nostrils flare up. Lats flare up like a cobra. Size each other up like in the men's washroom.
Sure. Yeah.
What's hanging there, buddy?
That happens all the time. Like, I saw it probably a million times last night. Guys just peacock it up. So and where does that come from? I think that comes from...
I don't know where that comes from.
Way, way back, I think. It's like wartime kind of thing. You have to prove that you're better than it's.
We could do a major study of some kind on that whole thing, because that's a big topic that I don't. You'd really have to dig into where all that came from.
Yeah. What about burping and farting?
That's a man thing.
Yeah.
I think more so than women.
Are you proud of it?
Well, sure.
When you let out a good one, it's like
the bigger the better. Oh. I have a few good styles that I can pull too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You can pull them like at will.
Yeah, I can do a few different things, like, you know, it's fun. And I've learned tricks from others. Well, we should probably tell everybody what's in store for next week.
Sure.
On the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lipple on WKBR. And, of course, you can visit the website, our website, thejabbercast.com. How can they get a hold of us or leave us a message?
Well, on the Jabbercast website, there is a contact page. Go to the contact page in there. There's a little My Chingo widget, and you just click the leave a message button there and talk into your computer.
And as well, you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. And I'm proud to say that we're all over WKBR.ca at this particular point in time, till we get lost in the shuffle with all the new DJs coming onto the shows and into the station.
Lost.
And where's Big JD and Lippo going to fit in anymore? The little talk show guys.
No. We're the cream. And where does the
cream of the crop.
What does the cream do?
Rises to the top.
Right to the top.
Gives you a tummy ache. If you've had it with a lemon.
Okay. But you know one thing we forgot to mention is we're talking about farting, but what about burping? And burping loudly.
It's kind of a man thing too. That's man stuff, I think. Burping and farting and uncleanliness and not wanting to have a shower and laying around your underwear or naked on the couch. That's a guy thing.
Yeah. But do you find that as a guy, you have more, or it's more expected of you to burp out loud?
I guess it's kind of accepted. And it's another thing like the flare-up thing and the sizing the guy up. Like, who burps louder? Who can fart louder and more often and bigger? Who's more powerful? Who's stronger? Who's louder?
Yeah.
Who's got the better broadcast voice?
Nah, I don't know if it fits in that same category.
No, but I mean, with men, there's a lot of competition, I think, goes on. I guess women, too. You can't say that it isn't. They look each other over and, you know, really. Sometimes you see two women, especially that, you know, oh, this is my wife. Oh, this is my wife. And they really look each other and check things out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But I think it's not so much, you know, they're more open right away, I think. You know what I mean? Where mm-hmm. the two husbands meet. Oh, this is my husband. Oh, this is my husband.
He gives you the
Who's
two,
this guy?
He gives yeah. you the two-hand handshake.
Yeah, that's my Hemi out there. What are you driving, buddy? You know, whatever.
Right. Exactly.
The guys, it's all, yeah, who's got the harder handshake and the who squeezes the hand tighter. The tighter the guy squeezes my hand, the more I feel him softly. No, I don't, but wouldn't that be neat? Guy squeezes your hand, say, hey, how you doing, pal? Rub his hand. I'd make him pull his hand away really fast.
Yikes.
Pinch his bottom. Yeah, okay.
We didn't even talk about sports, even.
Oh, sports, yeah, sure, that's mostly a man thing. Although I'm not into sports. I couldn't give two shakes of a lamb's poo-poo.
As far as, you mean professional sports?
Yeah, any sports, really. I don't care.
Well, you're into...
I'm not the guy that sits at home and watches the football game on Saturday or Sunday morning or whatever. You know, I don't care.
Sunday morning.
Whatever. I'm too busy broadcasting.
It's Monday night.
Yeah, I don't know when it is. And it just,
obviously.
It just doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
Men running around in tights chasing a little oblong ball.
Or well-dressed men chasing a little white ball.
Oh, the golf guys.
Golf, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
I couldn't fathom going today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh?
That could have been somebody.
It's a beautiful day, that's for sure.
For golf, yes.
So what's on next week's show?
Next week's show is To Be Cool.
Oh, that's going to be a good show.
How far would you go to be cool? How far have you gone? Pressures of teen coolness
yeah.
will be discussed, as well as just plain, as Big JD knows, being cool.
Sure.
He's the coolest guy I know, besides Dan Taylor, maybe.
Who are you calling a guy? Oh, Dan Taylor? Yeah, who's that guy? What's he drive?
He drives a Hemi. He does.
Does he?
He drives Sweet. A pickup.
I mean, he's a man's man. I'd date him.
That's what Cora tells me. And all too often, I have to admit.
I guess we'll see everybody next
Sunday morning, 11 o'clock on WKBR, or pick up the podcast on, are we going to be on iTunes still? I suppose, yeah.
Well, of course. Yeah. I think we'll always be on iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why would that change? What am I
thinking? You can visit thejabbercast.com, go to bigjd.com, or you can go to the iTunes store and just search Big JD.
Big JD.
Or the Jabbercast. Yeah, because you can get other stuff from us there.
Sure. The podcast brand you love, bigjd.com.
All right. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.